Okay, folks, before we get into the main event, we have caught up with Alastair Stonewall outside the arena, and he gave us some words, and I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to interpret this, but his words were directed right at Jack Craven and also at Tommy Rockwell. Well, let's go to the footage that we just shot just moments ago of Alastair Stonewall as he left the Chelsea Pier and Sports and Entertainment Complex here in Manhattan. Let's go to the overtime.
Craven, don't think this is the last you see of me. I've only just begun.
To make your life a living hell.
And Rockwell, don't think this is a gift. Just heed my warning. Don't trust Matisse. He will ruin your life. Count on that.
Don't trust Matisse? What the hell is that supposed to mean? I mean, talk about looking ungrateful. I'm sorry, fans, but if it wasn't for Mr. Matisse, Alastair Stonewall might not be working here, and he'd be back in the independent circuit. Or, in his case, asking people if they wanted to supersize their meals. But you know, folks, I can only take so much Matisse bashing before it gets so completely out of control that we all forget why WWA has become the mega wrestling giant of our industry. Sure, Matisse's a jerk from time to time. And yes, the wrestlers can break or make our shows. But when it comes to making someone like Tommy Rockwell or Chris Ross superstars through careful guidance and strategic planning, no matter how you slice it, it's Mr. Matisse who's behind the curtain of Oz, pulling the strings and tugging on the levers to make this promotion run. To Alastair Stonewall, I say this. Like here in America, if you don't like the way WWE is run, get the hell out. Before I turn, you know, this show over to ring it out to Michael Stuffer, I'm just going to say I am disgusted by the comments made on behalf of Alastair Stonewall. That's it. I'm done. Let's go to the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our main event of the evening, and it's scheduled for one fall, and will be for the DWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. Entering the arena is the challenger. Gentlemen, simply put, he's Rick Righteous!
As Rick Righteous makes his way down to the ring, I have to say this about the Count of Monte Fisto. First, you know, all the people here in WWA have to stop bitching and complaining about Rick's attitude. Look, I agree with you guys. You know, Rick is a jerk, and when it comes to working with the other superstars here on the roster, Rick is a pompous asshole. And although I see their point, I'm not sure how these wrestlers in the back can want somebody of Rick's stature to leave WWA. In my opinion, the only reason for Rick leaving WWA is two things. One is the current wrestlers that are here are jealous of Rick's skills. And the other is, they're simply just afraid. Speaking of afraid, that brings me to a little rumor that came up in one of Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh's interviews. He claimed the real reason David Obsidian Vance retired from WWA and didn't sign a contract extension with eWrestling.org is because he didn't want to wrestle Rick Righteous. If this is true, Rick Righteous has done what no other man of professional wrestling has been able to do, and that is force the Mile High Monster into a corner and out of the wrestling business altogether. Now, Kavanaugh also said that David Vance didn't want to compete with Rick because of creative differences, but let me spell something out to you guys at home. David Vance has never defeated Rick Righteous. And perhaps, just perhaps, David Vance is afraid that the same thing would happen over and over again. Interesting, isn't it, folks? And that is food for thought. Well, hold on to that image in your head, because here comes the champion. Well, the lights have gone out, and as Dream On begins to play the opening melody, the blue and green spotlights dance over the stage area as the fog whips over the entranceway while the Overtron pulsates in blue and alternating green lights. Here he comes.
But to make his way down the aisle from right here in Manhattan, New York, he has won the World Heavyweight Championship belt more than any man in professional wrestling history. Tonight, he would like to show the world once and for all that Rick Righteous cannot defeat him. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man who has earned the title Living Legend and has amassed a career unparalleled to none.
As the song hits the first chorus, the curtain part and the spots go out, replaced by Crimson Strobe. The Overtron switches to flashing crimson and black, alternating lights. My God, what an entrance!
Oh yeah, I'm so fucking hurt you don't like me.
It is with great pleasure that I introduce to you the co-founder of the Black Knight and reigning eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. He is a history maker. This is Michael
Intensity. Here comes Michael St. John Cavanaugh into the ring with a round of cheers behind him, removing the world title from around his waist and tossing it onto the logo callously. Rick Righteous cocks his head and nods to the side. Fans, let me make something crystal clear to you here, right here and right now. These two men do not like each other. They don't speak in the locker room, and they don't joke around charity events or signing. This match is about respect and about being the best when it comes to the WWA and eWrestling.org. Kavanaugh has accused Rick Righteous of being in bed with the king, while Righteous accuses Kavanaugh of consistently using his gifts and gabs to manipulate the facts. Whatever the case, the time for talk is over. It's Rick Righteous versus Michael St. Guy Kavanaugh for the World Heavyweight Championship. It's all on the line right here in New York. And here we go! The circle's giving Rick Righteous a one-finger salute and charging in. Righteous fakes the Kaladai in favor of a quick rake to the eyes. What a cheap shot! Kavanaugh is blinded and rifling off a pair of magnet chops to the chest. The champion falls backwards into the corner, unable to see. Hard punches rain down on Kavanaugh, and out of the corner and into the outside turnbuckle with a thud. The champion stumbles out, only to be turned upside down with the vicious Rick Righteous clothesline from hell. My God, Righteous looks fantastic right now. Off the canvas and into a scoop slam. Kavanaugh is getting completely dominated in the ring in the earlier stages of the contest, and here's the cover and the count. One, two, the champion gets his shoulder up, and this one's going to continue, folks. Rick shakes his head in disgust, but Righteous has to know that Kavanaugh is like a piece of iron in the ring. And when it looks like it's going to be really bad for Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh, that's when he's most dangerous. Irish whip into the ropes, and here comes Kavanaugh on the rebound. Lifting and rotating the champion into the air. Righteous connects with a picture-perfect power slam, and he's going for the pin again. One, two, Kavanaugh slides out from underneath the cover, and again, this one's going to continue. Yankee Kavanaugh off the canvas. You can tell Rick Righteous is expending a ton of energy earlier in the stages of the match, trying to wear down Michael St. Guy's Kavanaugh. Off the canvas for a third time and into the ropes. Righteous unleashes a horrific clothesline, and Kavanaugh hasn't been able to do anything in this contest thus far. I'm not sure what's going on, but Rick Righteous is definitely and completely dominating this contest. Both men are now upright, and Rick Righteous has Kavanaugh over his shoulder, and he's signaling to the referee to get out of his way. three steps and launching Callum off his shoulders and over the top rope. The challenger is dumped down onto the concrete floor, and my God, I know what you're seeing. I don't believe it. It appears like Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is holding his surgically repaired shoulder, and this cannot be good for the champion. Up off the small mats and over his shoulder. Oh, another scoop slam on the champion, and my God, Righteous looks like a well-oiled machine out there right now. Jawbreaker works on Kavanaugh's weakened limb and rolling the champion back into the squared circle before the count of 10. Rick follows looking for more punishment. Hooking the leg, the referee is in perfect position for the 1, 2, 3, no! Foot on the ropes by Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, and this one's gonna continue. What a gamble by Kavanaugh. I say that because if the referee didn't see his foot on the ropes, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh might not be the world heavyweight champion right this second. Making Kavanaugh off the canvas by his injured arm, Righteous rotates into an arm wringer, and Kavanaugh fires back with a forearm to the side of the challenger's head. Again! Righteous looks and he is stunned, and Kavanaugh connects with a hard headbutt to the face of Rick Righteous. Boot to the stomach, head between the legs, sit down, pile driver compresses the vertebrae of Rick Righteous, and from out of nowhere, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has electrified this crowd, pulling Righteous to his feet. Kavanaugh follows through with an awesome neckbreaker, and I guess the flavor of this match for Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is gonna be the neck of Rick Righteous.
Get up, Rick. Come on, fucker. Show some fucking enthusiasm. Quit being a worthless little cunt.
As Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh continues to give a tongue lashing to Rick Righteous, both men have gotten back onto their feet, and Kavanaugh's calling for a powerbomb, but he stops in midair to grip his shoulder. Rick smells the opening and arching his back in pain. Kavanaugh goes up and over, catapulting down onto his back with a nasty backdrop, and the champion is hurt. Kavanaugh just landed directly on his shoulder, folks, and Righteous is looking to end it all. 1, 2, kick out by Kavanaugh, and the champion is still alive. Over armbar by Righteous applies more pressure to the weakened shoulder of the champion, and the referee is now asking Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh if he wants to submit. Kavanaugh refuses, and the challenger makes him pay for the reply with a textbook leg drop onto the wounded shoulder. Yanking backwards, Righteous moves into an armlock submission hold, and Kavanaugh appears to be passing out. His shoulders are on the mat. 1, 2, Kavanaugh rolls to his side, and my God, was that close. This one's gonna continue, folks. Rick Righteous is now furious and dragging Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh off the logo by his Van Dyke. Oh, by the champion stops the challenger dead in his track. Man arm tiger suplex followed by Kavanaugh. Where the hell did that reserve come from? It's almost as if Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is picking his spots, but I still don't get his strategy. Kavanaugh moves in and pulling Rick Righteous off the canvas. Oh, good lord, he just dumped the challenger onto his head with a nasty dragon suplex.
Hey, cunt.
Kavanaugh gestures to the crowd that he's not done, and rotating Rick to his feet, the champion jams his head between his muscular thighs, cranking Rick up into the air. Kavanaugh adjusts his arms between the crotch, up and down. Good lord almighty, cradle pile driver connects, and Rick Righteous has to be done. This is all she wrote. 1, 2, 3, and Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has defended IzzyWrestling.org room. Wait a minute, folks. The man in stripes is saying Rick Righteous kicked out, and this one's gonna continue.
Come on, that was 3. You know it. That was 3.
Kavanaugh nods his head, although not agreeing with the referee, but not losing composure, although you could tell from his words that he didn't agree with the count. Up off the logo and looping Rick's arm over his head, Kavanaugh calls for a brainbuster, further to work on the neck area for Righteous, but Rick bears down, blocking the maneuver. Vertical suplex counter by the challenger, and that has to be it, because Rick Righteous has gained control over this match once again. off the canvas and into the corner, shoulder first. With a thud goes the champion and slumping over the top ropes. I think Rick Righteous is starting to feel the momentum swinging his way once again. Righteous is running across the ring and leaping over the top rope. He just snapped Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh's head down across the nylon and flying backwards, grasping for air. Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh might seriously want to consider ending this match. Sliding back into the ring and looking for his wounded prey, Rick Righteous is calling for his right move stunner. And if he hits it, I can all but guarantee that the champion will not kick out. Off the canvas, hit it. No! Kavanaugh counters! It's the Anaconda!
Give up!
It's the Anaconda Crippler Crossface, and Rick Righteous is inches away from the ropes, and it doesn't look like he's going to be able to break the hold. Kavanaugh is fighting through the paint, shooting through his shoulder, but he knows he must get Rick Righteous to submit right now. Wait a minute. What the hell is he doing? I thought he was arrested. What's he doing back at ringside? Pulling the pouch around his neck, off and opening it up. Jamaican jerk powder through the ropes, and everyone is hit, including the referee and both wrestlers. Over the top rope and into the ring comes Chris Rock, who is now beating the living hell out of Rick Righteous with heavy-handed punches. My God! Last week, Rick Righteous hit Ross with his right move stunner, and it appears Chris Ross didn't forget about it. Ross has Righteous up, and he's calling for the wipeout. Here comes Kavanaugh from behind Ross. Donkey punch to the back of the head of Ross, and I don't think Kavanaugh even knows who's in the ring. He's still blinded from that damn Jamaican jerk powder. He thinks Ross is Righteous. Boots to the stomach. Hit an arm clamp. Calling for the bell, and this one is over. Kavanaugh bails from the ring and is immediately greeted by the immortal Jack Craven, who is handing him the world title. I don't believe it, folks. Man, he just pinned Chris Ross, and Righteous is furious.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall and still PWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the WWE's leading legend, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh!
Get your goddamn hands off.
Kavanaugh couldn't see, and I don't believe the referee just royally screwed up this match. Chris Ross again wasn't even a participant, and how Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh could have pinned him is absolutely ludicrous. On the outside, Rick Righteous has rolled to his stomach, and he is screaming for Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh to get back into the ring and finish what he started. On his back, out cold is Chris Ross, the man who started this all. And believe it or not, folks, we are out of time. I'm the Promo Machine, and on behalf of the WWEWrestling.org and Mr. Batiste, we would like to bid you all good night from the Chelsea Pier Sports and Entertainment Complex located in Manhattan, New York. And we'll see you all next week when our main event will feature the Hawaiian t-shirt wearing freak of nature, Chris Ross, as he defends his WWE World Television title against none other than Derek Park.
I've been trying in the dark.
folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Petit or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.